Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
I don't think I've ever heard of anybody meeting the way that Farrah met this guy, Patrick.
Yeah.
But this is so cool. Farrah, can you tell us how you met him and then how you ended up ghosted?
Yeah. So I met Patrick on this dating app called Happn. I don't know if you guys have tried it, but it basically it's an app that it finds you people that is crossed like paths in your real life.
I've heard of it, and it sounds incredible.
Yeah, so like for example, say you're at Starbucks and you use Happn, and the person in front of you also uses Happn, then you'll see their profile the next time you open the app.
So you have to have been within a few meters of each other.
Yeah, and afterwards, so it's like not awkward, but you also are like always keeping an eye out for who's in what store, etc.
Yeah.
It's really neat.
And
yeah.
It adds to like spontaneity, because people always say with dating apps, it's hard to just like swipe through like a catalog, where this way it adds a little bit of realism to it.
Man, this would have been so great if, you know, you could get out.
True.
But you managed it. And you found this guy, Patrick, on Happn.
Yeah, and so it's weird because I've been like so much more aware of people, because normally, when you pop up the app, I'm like, did I recognize this person? Because then it's like Tinder and Bumble or whatever right after that, so you get to swipe left and right on them afterwards.
Right.
So, it's different because the profiles you see are only the people that I like, if I went somewhere but you were just too far of a radius, you won't even come up on my page. So I mean, I was feeling pretty excited, like, okay, this is my regular routine. So anyways, I live downtown, but I remember standing behind Patrick, and I was actually at Best Buy. So I was near my parents in Pickering, and so I was at a Best Buy, and that night I matched with him on Happn. And 2 weeks later, we had this little cute FaceTime date, because, you know, right now, that's the first time we're meeting people FaceTime. So about 2 weeks later, we had this FaceTime date. Went really, really well. And then last week, we were supposed to meet near my house for, like, a real live dinner date on, like, a patio. I was really excited about, you know, social distance. And then he completely stood me up. So I waited for, like, 30 minutes at the table completely by myself. And Patrick never showed up.
His last
text was, I'm like, I've never been stood up like that. Mind you, it's already quarantine, and you have to, like, reserve ahead of time. And, you know, with these tables and businesses, and they're, you know, they're trying to, I mean, they could have had a table of five instead of me. So I'm sitting here completely alone.
Oh, my gosh.
And his last text was probably, like, an hour or two before the date, and everything was good then, like, texting back and forth. And then he completely ghosted me, and I honestly want to know what's going on. I know he's okay, by the way. I know he's all right, because he's been posting on his Instagram.
That was going to be my next question.
Yeah, there's no reason to ever do that to anybody. It's one thing if you just ghost someone and, like, you don't text them back and phone call. That's gutless itself. But to make somebody go to a place and you have an agreement an hour before you even get there, I do not want to be Patrick.
And I know I did not do anything. Like, when you were asking, fine, I didn't do anything.
No, you don't even need to explain that. Of course you didn't do anything. Like, what could you have done?
Like, during COVID, like, literally, we don't ever get human interaction.
I know.
We're going to get to the bottom of this, 100%.
Okay, so we're going to call him next. Let's get to this song, and then we're calling him.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
Farrah met a guy named Patrick, and you'll know how this ends. Ghosted. However, how she met him is very interesting. There's an app I didn't know about. I'm a single guy. I should know about this. Happn. It's an app where you can actually... Farrah, how do you explain it again?
So, like, it's an app where you're only going to see people on that app if they cross paths with you in real life.
That's so wild.
That's a great idea.
So cool. Oh, such a great idea. Also,
and easy,
everybody's tracking everywhere you are at all times.
Adam, don't do that.
But here's the thing. They did their first date over FaceTime. And by the way, I've had that request a few times. People have been like, hey, do you want to do, like, switch to WhatsApp and FaceTime? I'm like, no, I don't. Because that's terrifying to me, and I don't know you. I feel like FaceTime is more intimate than an actual date. But you did this, Farrah, for social distancing reasons. Respect that. And then it went well. And then you were going to meet Patrick. And that was going to be cool. But the thing is, you sat in the restaurant that you guys agreed to meet at downtown for half an hour, didn't show up. So what now? What do we do now?
I want to know.
TJ wants to fight.
I just want to defend Farrah.
So, Farrah, one quick thing. I always ask this, but I know the answer. You sure you want to make this call? Sometimes the answers can be a bit harsh.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, cool. Let's make the call.
Hello?
Hi, looking for Patrick.
Yeah, this is Patrick.
Patrick, Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. What's up?
How are ya?
I'm okay.
I'm glad you're okay. What's the name Farrah mean to you?
I know a Farrah.
How well?
Not that well.
Right. And that's because you stopped talking to her, right?
Yeah.
You stood her up, right?
Hold on. What is this?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, what is this? Oh, this is crazy.
We are calling to get some answers.
Yeah, why did you ghost her, man?
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys are a radio station and you're calling me about
Well, we three specifically are not a radio station. Yeah. We are a part of it, but
yes. How about you just tell us what we need to know, my friend?
Yeah.
Look, I don't know why you guys are calling me about this, but I did the right thing, okay?
Oh, did you? So,
can't wait to hear this.
Yeah, show your work.
So I agree to meet Farrah, and she picked some restaurant in downtown Toronto, and I live in Pickering. So I drive all the way over to the city. I'm dealing with traffic. You guys, I guess, know how it is. I don't know if your radio station reaches Pickering, but it is not a short drive.
It does.
Well, I
grew up in Scarborough. It's not that far, but okay.
Pickering isn't that far.
It's not like you're on Mars, man. Like, oh, I better collect some goods for the journey.
Yeah. I'm not sure if you know what it's like over here.
Yeah,
well, it's not worth the drive. So I'm going to downtown Toronto to meet her at some restaurant, and there's not even parking. So I finally get down there. I'm already kind of peeved. And then I can see the restaurant, and there's no parking anywhere. So I'm freaking raging, and all I can think about is how if I started dating this girl, it would not be worth this drive all the time. So I decided to save us both the wasted time and energy, and I turned my car around.
Sounds like you're not saying
start.
Yeah. And that's her fault how?
That's her fault. She picked a restaurant in downtown Toronto. I'm outside the city.
Uh-huh.
Are you okay?
That's too much
you
of an
okay?
effort.
Let me it's ask a you hard a question. Time, isn't it?
You know, is it mean that, like, does that justify you just not even telling her that you're just not going to show
That's
up then?
That's what I have
You could just leave her sitting there in the middle of the restaurant alone, wondering where you are and what's going on?
That's okay. That's just straight up rude to any human.
Maybe if I could do it again, I would have texted her. But in that moment, all I can think is, all I can think about is how this isn't worth it for me.
Yeah.
And so I did the right thing for me. Yeah, maybe I should have texted her, but whatever. She's going to be okay.
Texted her.
I know what it's like living outside of downtown Toronto. Yeah. I grew up in Scarborough. I know you're in Durham region. I get it. And there's free parking everywhere out there, and that's super cool. Yeah. When you come to downtown Toronto, you got to do a little research. Like, you got to find an address where you're going to eat. You got to find a little bit of an address of where you're going to park. And it takes about as much time as it took to Google the address for the restaurant. So, in the future, please call and let someone know that you're not showing up.
That's not
no matter how ragey you're feeling about it. Yeah. Or imagine how long it felt, Patrick, sitting at the table waiting for you to show up.
And how embarrassing that is, especially like we're in the middle of a pandemic, which is isolating in itself. Like, that's not a good vibe, man. You shouldn't do that to anybody, regardless of the situation.
All right, whatever you got. I don't need to be interrogated right now. You guys just play your next song.
Oh, man, okay.
All right, Patrick.
Okay, okay.
We'll let you go,
yeah,
Patrick.
Let's go.
Sick burn, Patrick.
Okay, so he's gone.
Thank God.
Farrah?
Yeah?
How we doing?
Oh, my gosh. What a horrible excuse.
Yeah.
My God. I mean, I'm still upset, but like, wow. Sure. I really am glad I didn't waste my time on him.
Yeah, we're glad too. You seem like a great person.
Yeah, you're lovely, and you're going to find somebody who's going to show up in so many more ways than that as well.
Yeah, if you can't handle going to the city, bro, you're way lamer than
exactly.
And Farrah, just to prove how much we like you, we're actually going to say his phone number out
loud right now.
What do you think? Text us your ghosted reaction to 999.
And there have been a few.
Oh, boy.
Haven't there?
Hey,
haven't
people
there.
Feel,
hey,
TJ?
Guys, fun fact, our text line is really upset.
Yeah. And rightfully so.
Nine, the relationship isn't worth a drive. That's wrong. She could be the best person for him, and he isn't even willing to find parking because of it. Then take the GO train, LOL.
Yeah, right? Like,
yeah. And imagine, that's a nice text, by the way.
Yeah. Imagine what else he gets sassy about. Jeez Louise.
No kidding.
Problem solving, I think, is an important thing in a relationship.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And I feel like if that is something like, that is a red flag early, it will be a red flag often.
Oh, yes.
Look, if you don't want to drive the distance, that's one thing, but like, the part that really upset me was that you just left someone sitting there alone in the restaurant.
It's rude as hell, man.
It's so rude. And you can't just make the phone call?
No.
Like, come on.
You're parking. I couldn't call because you're parking.
If we were to have like a little thought bubble or a word bubble of all the of all the words, the one that the two words that would come up the most is dodged and bullet.
Yes,
yes,
get a
it's
lot
crazy.
Of that.
Keep your texts coming. And by the way, you can watch this along with our reactions on Instagram at Virgin Radio Toronto.